Welcome to the voice of St. Anthony Parish, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. On this interesting day, in the fact that we are still in the midst of the first week of Advent, it is Thursday. It is exactly 7 days after Thanksgiving, which was the last Thursday, obviously, of November, and also the last Thursday of the liturgical year. But here we are exactly one week later. We're looking for the next powerful holiday and holy day as we recognize our need to pray as people of the Catholic faith. And obviously all Christians are invited to this pray, but we as Catholics believe that Mary is the patroness of the United States. Now, I know a lot of evangelicals do not understand our relationship with Mary. We do not see Mary as God. That would be what is known and condemned in the church as Mariolatry. It's a combination of the word Mary, obviously, and idolatry. Mary is not God. She is human, fully human, not divine as Jesus is. So remember this. Jesus had two natures, fully human, fully divine. And his human nature is obedient to his divine nature. So we as human beings have, in a sense, body and soul, human nature and a soul. As humans, we are body and soul. And we're called to allow our body to be subservient to the wisdom that comes to us through the soul from God. So we understand that. I'm sure there's some theologian somewhere is going to go, what? I didn't express it right, but I think you know where I'm going with that. So Mary is body and soul, but not divine and human as is Jesus, or divine as is the Holy Spirit and the Father. But Jesus is human, fully divine. Mary is fully human, not divine. So we have to understand that entire context. We also understand that Mary is the reverse of Eve. That's extremely important because Jesus is the reverse of Adam. Mary is the new Eve, Jesus is the new Adam, because as sin came into the world through Eve, so does salvation come to the world through Mary's yes to the Father. And of course, that's from the Gospel of Luke, where just as Eve is visited by an angel, a fallen angel, so is Mary visited by an archangel. And we see those parallels always, always, always. So Mary is fully human, but as we understand, as the angel said to her, she was full with grace so that she could have the ability to carry out the mission that the angel Gabriel asked her on behalf of God, if she would allow herself to become the mother of the Savior. And she said yes. That's in another important part, that yes, I will. Eve said no to God. Mary says yes. Adam says no to God. Jesus says yes. So we understand that Mary is part of that. She is fully human, not divine. And so we understand that. So anyway, what would she do as patroness? She offers up her requests to her son for the United States. And we obviously are going through a very unique time, but remember something. We have total freedom in the Lord. That is important. So one of the things that has happened is people choose, if they want to choose to walk away from the Lord, they have total freedom in the Lord. They have every ability to do that. We look at that as not so much walking away from the Lord, just hypothetically, but as much as walking away from a deeper comprehension of truth. Because we understand, and I'll talk about this next week, we understand that concept I bring up all the time. I have a Venn diagram that I describe to you, but I have a Venn diagram in the sacristy of the church that I use for confirmation. Faith is this big circle, and as a smaller circle, and the size isn't really relative to this, but it's how else you're going to get one circle into another. And a smaller circle is science, because science covers everything. That is a great line from Aude de Dugas, Jérôme Lejeune, is science allows us to understand and everything that is verifiable. Faith leads us to that bigger picture of things that are beyond the realm of science. And a lot of people who don't believe in faith don't understand that. So that's why that smaller circle has faith, and that bigger circle, smaller circle has science, the bigger circle has faith, because we understand that we can explore science to its very limits, but science is rooted in all that is verifiable. There is so much more beyond this that is faith, that is beyond our ability to perceive it well. We're going to talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. We'll be right back right after this. In the Catholic Church, December 8th is the Solemnity of the Immaculate Conception. This is the patronal feast of the United States. As you know, the purpose of this program is to help listeners grow in holiness and closer to Christ. Please, therefore, consider a rosary novena in preparation for our patronal feast. The intention of these 9 days is that we may grow holier and we may grow a holier family, parish, and church. We want to become signs of Christ's love in all we do. Therefore, starting on November 30th, please begin a rosary novena. Also consider some self-denial as well during these days, such as do not use social media, or even fast from desserts, or some other decision. If possible, pray your rosary in the church in front of the tabernacle or in front of a live-streamed Eucharistic adoration online at home. Let us pray that we may grow in holiness as we prepare for the patronal feast of the Immaculate Conception on December 8th. And don't forget our website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com, where you can check out our website, check out the archives of the show, check out our Substack newsletter, and I'm going to be using that more. I'm going to be working with that more, and a lot of times I've just been putting my homily there, and then I decided I'm going to use it more. So you'll see more stuff there. The Substack newsletter, you can check all kinds of things over there. You can also send us contact information. You can also call the show, you know. Our telephone number is there, 297-7452 in the 617 area code. That's 617-297-7452. So give us a call, 617-297-7452. And you can also click on our contact tab and send us feedback. You can also, if you'd like to donate to the show, CatholicAudioMedia.com/donate. And you can do that. So check that out. You can also do shopping over there. We got a few things up there, including my latest book. It's in Kindle version and in paperback version. So if you'd like to read that, if you'd like to give some feedback, any thoughts, hey, we'd love it. So anyway, you're welcome to do that. And if you'd like to give it away, if you would like to give it away as a Christmas present, Jesus' birthday, but a Christmas present, and you want me to sign it, come by. I don't know if you'll get it in time for Christmas at this point because of the shipping issues, but feel free to bring it by even after Christmas if you don't get it in time, which you should, but I can't guarantee that. And I'll be happy to sign it for you. So we'll do that. We are here talking again about this importance of understanding who Mary is and who we are. Because as we understand, Jesus is fully human, fully divine. Mary is fully human, not divine. And we, too, are fully human, not divine. We understand that Mary was full of grace. We understand that we have grace coming to us all the time. And we need that grace, and that whole thing, as St. Faustina said actually it was Jesus saying to St. Faustina, that powerful teaching that we should always be looking to grow in grace. And one of the ways is to just take the opportunities to serve God as he wants us to do. But remember that prayer is so important. As I talked yesterday, it's not been an emphasis as we've understood before. And one of the things that's important about prayer is you may pray for something and say God hasn't answered, and people all around going, he's answering your question perfectly. You just don't see it. And that's something important. It kind of reminds me of a story that happened when I was caddying down at Oyster Harbors, which is in Osterville, Massachusetts. And on the fifth hole, it was a great opportunity. I've always been thankful for that. On the fifth hole, you had a guy who lived by the hole. Now, Oyster Harbors is a very elite community that's actually on essentially an island right off of Osterville. Obviously, it's technically a peninsula because there's a driveway to get you onto the island, but that's the only way on and off is that driveway. So, very elite community. And so behind the fifth hole was a man who had obviously plenty of money. I think he worked in oil. I think he was from Texas, but I'm not sure. And so he used to park his helicopter on his front lawn, which was right behind the fifth hole. But there were trees between his house and the fifth hole. And you could see the house, you could see the trees, you could see the road, but you kind of had to look a little closer if you were looking through trees, but you could see them all. So anyway, there were people that are looking at his house, they're admiring his house, how beautiful his house was, just wonderful, just this beautiful. And finally, and we're looking, the caddies are looking at each other going, they don't see the helicopter that's on the front lawn. And they're talking about how wonderful the house is. And then all of a sudden someone says, guys, do you see a helicopter on that front lawn? Because through the trees, they couldn't see it right away. Well, and you know, for us, we knew it was there. Well, sometimes we'd get ready we're with some golfers about ready to tee off of the fifth hole, and all of a sudden the helicopter would go. I remember one saying, what a timing, that guy just has to turn on his helicopter at this point. Well, anyway, so my point is that sometimes you're praying and you're expecting a specific answer, just like the men were expecting to see a house with a lawn but not a helicopter in front of it. And God is answering your prayer, but he's doing it his way, and he's answering his prayer as he feels that your prayer, as he feels that your prayer needs to be answered. And you're looking for your specific answer, and others are saying, he's answering your prayer. You don't see that right now. And that's the important thing that we understand with prayer. We do realize that prayer is so important. And people will say, I don't think God is answering my prayer. Oh, God is answering your prayer quite well, but you don't see it. Anyway, remember us at CatholicAudioMedia.com and Father Adriano Zandana tomorrow. Have yourself a blessed day.
In Cristo vivimos.